Just give us your response, please, Clive, to today's judgment.
Well, it's fantastic, isn't it? I think it seems like it's negative in the sense that it doesn't order the release of the material. But actually what it does is it forces the government of both the US and the UK to state publicly whether they really want to suppress evidence of torture. And this is going to be very powerful.
I mean, who's suppressing what here, Clive?
Well, I can't tell you exactly what they're suppressing. I've seen it, but you can't know because it's classified. I think everyone can assume from the judgment it's really compelling evidence that American personnel and British have committed the criminal offense of torture against Bin Mohammed. But you're not allowed to know that because the British government says that it's classified. And worse yet, the reason that they say it's classified is because they've been threatened by the Americans, by the Bush administration, that if they reveal the truth about torture, they'll get sanctioned for it. And that's a scandal.
Meanwhile, Clive, in what conditions is Binyam Mohammed currently being held?
Lieutenant Colonel Bradley was seeing him just on Friday. He's now been on hunger strike for over a month, and he's very weak. And he's finding this whole process of the uncertainty about whether he's ever going to come home very difficult. It's becoming increasingly urgent that we get him home. His health is deteriorating.
And have things improved for him at all since the new American administration of President Barack Obama came into power?
No, there have been absolutely no betterment of his condition. Indeed, they've been worse in some ways because there are now a number of prisoners on hunger strike. And they're being very badly treated. One of my other clients right near Binyam, in Binyam's vision, got beaten up terribly badly. And so I think things have got worse there. It obviously hasn't filtered down to Guantanamo that we have a new president.
When will Binyam Mohammed be freed?
It's impossible for me to say when he'll be free. I mean, I have said, and I still believe, that it's going to be very soon. All the indicators are that he will be set free. It is absolutely beyond me why he's not home in Britain already.